Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Brad!
Hey!
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good, buddy. That's good. It's good that we have some time to spend with you because America gets to spend a whole evening with you on a television special. My goodness. Good for you.
I know. What the heck happened?
So is it really called Brad Paisley Thinks He's Special? Is this what this television special is called?
I really have no idea how the Thinks He's got in there. Paisley special. I don't know how this happens.
Yeah. Well, see, that's you take it to the marketing guys at ABC, and they go, "I know it'll be Brad Paisley thinks he's special. Yes, that'll be good."
I think it was my wife that actually wrote that in there.
Oh, I see, Kim. You got to stop. But in exchange to getting put in the cast for the show, right? She joins the cornucopia of country stars, right?
Well, you know what is really fun is that there is this, it's a really great cross-section of people that you would never expect on one show, and yeah, she's one of those people, but, I mean, it's like, it's just a crazy amount of talent in one place that really, for everything from, former football player singers like the Jonas Brothers that are outside of the format to Kelsey Ballerini, who comes off like, "Wait till you hear the way we do Kelsey's song in the show." It's really cool.
Oh my gosh! Well, I like the way you do the single that you're coming out with. I made a list in the before you even get to the hook. You mentioned Siri, selfie, hashtag, emojis, Fitbit, and GPS.
Wow.
And I'm like, this guy's a songwriter extraordinaire. I love the song, Brad.
Oh, that's so nice. Well, that's a moment that came about in the show. I had written the song maybe a year ago.
Yeah.
And was sitting on that thinking about, okay, what should I do with this? And as this TV show came about, we said, look, we want to do so many different things in 1 hour. But one thing I really want to do, if they're going to give me an hour of television, is something good with it. I want to do something where we shine a light on, like, some of the good stuff right now. And I said, well, I've got, I think, the song about that, but it mentions all these things, all these reasons why being alive in 2019 is pretty great, largely speaking, you know.
For the most part.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And in that sense, it comes around towards the end of the song, talking about one of my favorite places in the world, which is St. Jude. And the kids they help. And I had met a girl at St. Jude named Addie, who's a singer, and said, "Hey, as a survivor story, wouldn't it be really neat if she takes a couple lines of the song or something?" And she walks out. We have this whole segment where I'm singing this positive, really cool song, and I'm thinking she'll walk out and it'll be really magical because she's a survivor. It has nothing to do with that by the time she starts singing. It's like, holy cow.
Wow. Well, you know, this is an hour of television. It's December 3rd, 8 o'clock on ABC. And it really kind of goes back, I was thinking earlier, to your roots when you were at the Capitol Music Hall. You know, it's a show and a bunch of people come up and they do songs, except in this case, you got Hootie and the Blowfish, you got Peyton Manning, Tim McGraw, for God's sake, Carrie Underwood. Wow. But it's kind of like what you guys were doing at the Capitol Music Hall.
I think you're right. That's a great analogy because it's like, it's everything I loved about the spontaneity of doing a live radio show on a Saturday night.
And,
you know, in this case, it's taped live. You know, we did this in front of an audience, and it felt like that. And it's also like that in the sense that, you know, with these acts, unlike sort of other major TV shows like award shows or late night shows or whatever, there's always an agenda on what song you play and
right.
the record label get involved.
Got to do the single and got to do the
yeah. yeah. Right.
Yeah, right. And with this, in this case, with each of these friends of mine that I asked to sing and be a part of it, it's like I asked them, "What would you want to do? What are you comfortable doing? What song do you want to do on television?" And none of their labels got involved. They all said, "Here's what we want to do." Like Hootie and the Blowfish said, "Let's do this one. If we're going to play at Tootsie's, let's do it this way." And so we go down the street and play and surprise everybody at Tootsie's with Hootie and the Blowfish, which is crazy. This bar on Broadway.
Right.
Same
right.
with Kelsey. I was like, "What would you like to do?" And she's like, "Well, she's like, I do my single Miss Me More," which isn't even her current single, but she said, "I do that song on the Opry in a stripped-down bluegrassy way, and I've never done that on TV." So I went and asked Dan Tominski to be in the band that night.
Oh.
And Dan is back there backing up Kelsey and everybody with me.
Gosh.
And so it's like, you should hear, and you will. I say you should hear. You can.
you will see this.
Hear Kelsey's song this way in a really new It's a new light for that song. It's really cool.
Hey, Brad, when if just to clear it up for the audience, because we may say, you know, this is live from the War Memorial in Nashville, Tennessee at the auditorium. When it's live, did you guys go back on anything and say, okay, we screwed that up, we got to do it, or were there mistakes made and it's like just like a live show, you keep on playing?
We really didn't do that on
Yay.
Anything. The only thing I did is I actually did a couple of pickup intros that I might have messed up.
Okay, yeah.
At the end of the show, but we didn't redo anything.
Now
we literally ran it beginning to end, and that was it.
Nobody's a bigger prankster than you on in concerts, but nobody's a bigger prankster on talk shows than Jimmy Kimmel, and he's on the show as well. I know you can't tell me what you're doing, but it's going to have to be great.
Well, you know, I think so. I mean, I think in the end, you know, what we came up with is a show that runs the gamut on stuff. Like, there's some really funny things. But there's some heartfelt stuff too. Like, there's an entire segment which I call "Letters to Me," and you're very familiar with "Letter to Me," my
sure.
song.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And, mm-hmm. yeah, I played it once or twice. Twice actually.
You know, like I kind of do a segment where it's like, you know, what's everybody else's letter? Say.
Wow.
And cool.
You get a letter from Guillermo and then you go from there.
Wow. Letters to Guillermo.
Listen, I got to ask you one more question. Cowboy and Kristen are waiting here to ask, but I got to ask you this because I remember your dad telling me this story. Doug, I love your father to death. He told me the story about your first guitar, how you tricked him into making him go to London to get a guitar that you paid for. Did he lie? Did he make a story up?
The story has grown. No, I made him go to Pittsburgh.
Wow, that's just as tough.
Wow. You're close. The story is I wanted this rare Vox amplifier. It was
right.
like
oh the amp.
Yeah. And I could get it from England because of the exchange rate for a lot less than I could get one in America. So I had it. I saved up my money. I bought it, and it was shipped from England to
Pittsburgh.
But to save the money on the ground transportation from the Pittsburgh airport to West Virginia, we went and picked it up at the airport in Pittsburgh.
I see.
And then, I remember driving all the way there, and then on the way home, I had never played through a Vox amp at the time. I was dying to.
Yeah.
And I'd always wanted one. And so we drive all the way home from Pittsburgh, and we're almost to the house, and he pulls into the fire station where he's a firefighter.
Yeah, in Glendale.
Says, "We're going to wash the car." and so here's this Vox amp in the back of the Blazer, the Chevy Blazer, and he makes me wash the car before I can plug it in.
Wow! Welcome to showbiz, right?
Adding another hour to my...
Of course.
My, like, you know, angst.
I love it. I love it. The pride of Glendale, West Virginia, Brad Paisley, is with us. A great special going to be on December 3rd on ABC at 8 o'clock.
Yeah. Brad, I was wondering, now, of course, you live in Tennessee.
Was there an option of maybe doing a special in West Virginia at all?
No.
That would actually be a fun idea if I ever get to do another. Because it's like, the idea when I pitched it, the short answer is no.
That works.
But that would be fun. I mean, when I pitched the show to ABC, I said, look, I've got this idea for a television show. And it's basically, what if I ask all my friends to do what they do best, and we show them in the best light possible. We show Nashville, Tennessee, which is booming, in the best light possible, and we show myself in the most embarrassing light possible.
Well, there you go. Now you got a hit show. Da 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 da.
But you know what would really be fun, though, is to, like you say, is like if I ever got another, is to go to the Capitol Music Hall in Wheeling, West Virginia, and tape one. Wouldn't that be fun?
Oh, I would love to see that.
We're there.
That's right down the road.
Hey, so I love you and Peyton Manning together.
Watch her, Brad.
I know.
Watch her.
I know. You got to watch me with you two. How much are we going to see you two playing off each other in this special?
Every 5 minutes.
Yes! Please. We need more of you two together. I mean, have you guys thought about doing maybe like a TV show together, just you two, or maybe a movie, or branching off into something?
Yeah, the buddy comedy movie, like basically a remake of Smoking the Bandit with Peyton.
Oh, please do.
Yes.
Please do it.
Is this a pilot? Could this be a pilot? I mean, you can't say, but it sure feels like a pilot. If this is good, do you do more?
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. I mean, the thing I'd love to discuss that with
somebody that can do something about it. Yes, I get that.
I think we probably named it the wrong thing if it's a pilot. Thinks he's special series.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
He thinks he's a series? I don't know.
Well, you could make it a series by saying Brad Paisley still thinks he's special. And then you could do week after week after week.
Yes. Oh, okay, I'm writing that down.
Done.
Season 2.
Yep.
All right, I have a little side note here. So I was reading an article about you, and it's like the 10 things you need to know about Brad Paisley. You, and this man is a staple on our show, you were best friends with little Jimmy Dickens.
He was.
Yeah.
God bless him.
That man absolutely, he changed my life in every way, in a great way. He enhanced my life, I should say. Absolute idol. And when I do a TV show like this, it's everything I learned from him, which is, this is a man who was always willing to be, like, to be the punchline.
Yeah.
To be, like, to be willing, he was always willing to wear a crazy outfit to get a laugh, to be like, to realize that if you're making people laugh, whatever that takes is worth it, because you're giving them a gift of laughter that's, I think, necessary.
And he was the consummate showman as well, and he put the lampshade on his head in your concerts and all those years with the Opry, for God's sakes. Oh, Brad.
Oh, man, he would do anything that... Pete Fisher used to jokingly and lovingly say, like, you know, I don't know if you ever saw the time he went out, he went out and asked Trace Adkins to be a member on a stepladder.
Yes, yes, I do remember that.
Or wore a leprechaun outfit on St. Patrick's Day, you know.
The show...
And he asked me to be a member of the Grand Ole Opry wearing a Santa outfit.
Brad, you know, we don't think you're special. You are special. The show is Tuesday, December 3rd, 8 o'clock at ABC. Thanks for your time. Thanks for your talent. I can't wait to see it, Brad.
I hope you love the show, and I can't wait to talk to you guys afterwards.
You got it, Brad.
Loved it.
Thank you.
Enjoy yourselves.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Brad. We will.
Thank you, guys.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.